Hello everyone. I'm sorry if my voice sounds like this. It might sound weird to some of you, and in my own case it sounds badass. I try to do fiddlesticks voice, which as anyone who has ever done it, they know it didn't go well. And I can feel something in my throat, but don't worry, I won't lose my voice. I'm not gonna promise anything, I'm just gonna keep it there before losing the voice and after trying so many times to just do the fiddlesticks voice. Alright, so today actually is something that I personally dealt with a lot of time, and I contemplated about this in my life quite often, which is narcissistic behaviors. So, to those of you who don't know, narcissistic basically means I'm right, all of you are wrong. I'm the king of the world, and none of you can even compare. That's basically the entirety of narcissism. I'm better than all of you. That may not even be the case, but that's how a narcissistic guy would feel. So what is narcissism? What is it really? What is it that all of us know? All of us know what it does. We have seen people that do this. We have seen people that managed to become narcissistic, or they don't even have to try anything, they just look like that. They have to do it effortlessly. Sometimes I'm like that too. But let's look at it from another perspective, from my perspective. Have you ever felt that you were so right that you actually knew you were right? You googled stuff, you knew what was gonna happen, you know everything, right? And then you get into an argument with someone and you say, dude, I know I'm right. And the other one is saying, no, you're not. And you keep on saying that, yeah, I'm right, dude, I'm right. The other one keeps telling you, no, you're not. But you know so much, and you feel like you know so much, that you actually end up looking like a narcissist. Being right or being wrong doesn't matter, you just look like that to other people. And since you know all of us love to judge everyone, that happens most of the times. That happens most of the times because we are so sure of our ideals, our points of view, that we just keep telling everyone what to do and what not to do. For example, today I saw this person, there was a little chat, and somebody said that men make profanities look like lunch. They do profanities all the time. And another one said that, yeah, no one should do this. No one has to do profanities. It's ugly. And if you look at it, both parties in this conversation, they both felt right. One of them said, yeah, men do these, and women should just accept it. The other one said, no, not even men, not men nor women should do this. Which of them are right? Or are any of them right? It's easy to judge others and actually look at them and say, yeah, this guy is right, this guy is wrong. It's really easy. But when it comes to ourselves, we don't necessarily understand that, right? Basically, we have been putting on this glass, these glasses over our face, our eyes, and we see the world through them. These glasses have been shaped and made over the long decades of our lives. If you look at it objectively, we all have standards, we all have ideals, we all have things that we consider bad and things we consider good. Ask a sadist, he'll give you an answer unlike you. Ask a masochist. Ask someone with a schizophrenia. Ask someone who had friends all of his life. Ask someone who has been put down all of his life. Each one of us see the world through our own eyes, our own glasses. And we think that's right. We have our own truth and we hold on to it. I had this girlfriend a couple of years ago, and it wasn't roses and rainbows. All of us had those kind of relationship. It usually comprised of fighting. Why didn't you answer me? Why weren't you there? And those kind of stuff. All of us know that. All of us have been into that kind of relationship. I'm sorry again for my voice. And I actually think it sounds badass. So, I once told her, I said, can you look at things through my eyes, how I see them? And she was stumped. She said, what do you mean, looking through your eyes? I said, well, imagine you're me. How would you see it? How would you see this relationship, us? How do you see that? And she just went quiet, and she didn't answer me for a couple of days. We lived apart, so I didn't get to see her every day. After like 2 or 3 years, she messaged me and said, I hate myself. I said, why? What's wrong? She said, I'm not doing the right thing. I'm hurting you. And I said, well, it's all right. Now that you have seen it, you can change it. And she said, no, I can't. I have grown up like this, and I don't think I can change. And that's when it hit me. We can see through other people's eyes. It's easy. I have asked this from many people, and most of them came to regret their decisions. But can we change? That's the big question. Can we truly change who we are? I believe so. I believe we can change, but it takes a humongous impact for us to do that. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're a tree and you're growing up nice and easy. Damn, that fiddlestick voice dries your throat immensely. Imagine you're a tree and you're growing up. So, you have a shape, you grow up to be a certain shape, but if a tree is still young, let's say 3 or 4 years old, you can actually change the shape. But when the tree is about 40 years old or 50 years old, can you change it then? The answer is both yes and no. Yes, because you can either apply pressure and force over years to change it, and still not gonna look the way it should. It will look wrong. Or you can just cut down the tree and allow it to regrow. But that's gonna take a long time. And that's when narcissism, I think, comes in play. Most of us lie to ourselves all the time. All the time. All of us have this thing in our head. I saw this in one of Louis C.K.'s comedies. He said, all of us have this battle in our heads about what's right and what we do, what we would do that is right in certain situations. For example, he gave the example of getting up for a soldier in an airplane and just give him your seat. Just move around so he would have a better seat. But he said, I have this thought, but I'm not gonna do it. Now I'm not calling Louis C.K. a narcissist. I'm just, this is an example, guys. Don't get ahead of yourself. Stay with me, not Louis C.K. I love the dude. His comedies are gold. I always wanted to be a comedian, but that guy, whoa, he is amazing. So, all of us have that inner thought, inner battle about what's right. But when it comes to do it, when it comes to change the shape of the tree or just cut the tree down, there is another part inside of us. We are comprised of so many parts, moving parts and emotional parts. Narcissism is there too. I believe all of us have it. All of us. There is not a single person in the world that doesn't have narcissism. It's just that inside of us, the one who wins takes the helm. I mean, there is that guy, I forgot his name. The guy on Twitch that does all the good works and shows everyone what to do for free. There are those guys on YouTube that does everything for free without asking for monetizing money. There are guys who do podcasts without asking for money. And that's not me, by the way. I want money. Give me all of your money. These guys, the battle inside of them was fought and won by the good party, or let's call it the colorful party. The colorful party comprises of good thoughts, selflessness, your own ideals, and so on and so forth. And then there's a colorless party, which is comprised of narcissism, bad thoughts, anger, rage, and so on and so forth. And each one of us have gone through life making one of these parties stronger and the other one weaker. It has to do with the way we live, our parents, our friends, our jobs, the games we play, the musics that we listen to, and all of that. All of these combined, I mean, I don't think video game causes violence. Video game causes violence when there is something inside of you that's wrong. The colorless party is on top. They are at the helm. So a game will make you worse, you know? But when the colorful party is at the helm, a game is just gonna be a game. It's a matter of who's winning the contest. So most of us, when we are in an argument with ourselves about what to do, we know what's right, we know what's wrong. But when it comes to do it, to actually put in the effort, narcissism comes at play. And it plays a huge role. And suddenly we are more important. We are more important than the world itself. I have a bottle of water. There's a guy who's thirsty. Somebody's gonna say, alright, I'm gonna take a sip and give the rest to the guy. Somebody's gonna say, I'm gonna give it all to the guy. Somebody says, alright, I'm gonna drink like half of it. And each one of us are gonna do something, right? Somebody's gonna be selfless. Somebody's gonna be selfish. Somebody's not even gonna give him the water. Exactly at that moment you are about to do something, narcissism comes at play, and it gives you that thing in your brain that, yeah, you are more important than this. That's all it does. Pushes you, nudges you in a direction that says, you are more important than this. Alright, is your boyfriend in agony? Yeah. Do you want to change? Yeah. But should you change? Nah, I'm more important than this. I'm gonna be who I am. I'm gonna stay the way I want to. Alright, is your girlfriend having a tough time? Yeah. Should you change it? Yeah. Are you gonna do it? Nah, I'm more important than this. And at that moment, that single frame of time that we are about to do something, that's when narcissism kicks the strongest. And at that millisecond, at that small time frame that's even lower than a millisecond, just happens instantaneously, the colorless party wins. If that party wins, you are not going to change. You are not going to change the shape of the tree. You are not going to cut down the tree. And if you look at it this way, you can actually make some changes. You can actually take control of the two parties inside of you. The colorful party, it would just always say, all right, let's sacrifice ourselves for that one. The colorless party would say, nah, we are way more important than that. And I think that's where humanity has changed in the last 20 or 30 years. We have given control more to the colorless party. And the narcissism with all of that has gained huge, tremendous amount of force. And many years ago, when you see or look at stuff, of course, there was still bad thing. There wasn't cameras to show all of it. There was still bad things around, but when you look at it, people were more willing to put others in front of each other. But now we have become more colorless every day. Happiness these days, or being good to others, have become newsworthy. Something that should be inert in all of us. So from me, someone who has dealt with narcissism all of his life, to all of you fine folks, to all of you amazing people, bring some color. I will be here with you, and I will help you as much as I can to change the shape of the tree.